Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm here with Nesta Reeve and Esme Henstra from the Norfolk and Waveney Wellbeing Service. So thanks for joining us. You run an integrated psychological and social model in your partnership in Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, Mind and Relate. That sounds very cool indeed. What does that actually entail?
So ultimately, we are an organisation called Wellbeing Norfolk and Waveney, and we are an IAP service. But we also have an extended offer of social interventions and peer support workers. So we work, we're led by Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, working completely integrated as one team with Mind workers, and we also work with Relate Norfolk and Suffolk. So we have a very strong partnership approach. So in terms of kind of IAPT, we have the belief that sort of IAPT is the psychological therapies component, but actually we see that kind of people, we work from more of a biopsychosocial approach to mental health, and the idea that really we've had feedback that some people say that, okay, the therapy is fine, but actually they go back into their life and it can quite quickly kind of disintegrate and kind of go back to old patterns because their life is the same. And that actually what we wanted to incorporate was actually a more integrated model that engages with people improving their social components of their life. So whether that's their interests in their life, whether they've perhaps got good social networks, so trying to build people to a more meaningful kind of a satisfying life alongside possibly having therapy as well.
The way I like to explain it when I deliver training is that I say, you know, think of a time in your life when you had a hard time. I think most people will think about maybe when they went through a divorce or a loved one, you know, wasn't well, or they had job troubles or maybe house troubles or financial problems, all these different types of things that you think back on, and they're actually all in that social aspect. So when therapy teaches you really good skills to deal with those, it's actually... that doesn't necessarily change the real sort of practical problems in your life. It helps you deal with them, but then it's good to also actually sort of implement them, and I think that's where the social interventions in the Wellbeing Service help with that.
So what we have is ultimately on our Twitter, which is at WellbeingNNW, you'll see a kind of, we tweet regularly about social events that are going on, that anyone, it's really the idea that if you have experienced anxiety or depression and or depression, or you want to meet up and you don't want to feel anxious about that, and you will meet with like-minded people, it might be for things like going for a walk along, you know, Cromer Pier, or going to try out some our community kind of organisations. So like in Norfolk, we've got Active Norfolk, who perhaps do free sessions, taster session, tennis sessions, etc. You know, would you like to try that? We're going to go along. Are you interested? Or it might be play reading. I don't know if you've got any other of the ideas, art and class, kind
we've
of
got
all sorts
one,
of things.
Film nights, bowling evenings. We've done a podcast project before where you learn how to record a podcast. You know, it's just so many different types of things, and people can actually request it. So we really wanted to be sort of server user led, so people can say, I would like this, and then we try and put that on. Or they say, I have this skill and I'd quite like to try delivering a workshop or something like that for people accessing the service.
Yeah. So it's very kind of, we don't have any control over how they use that. So it might be that that builds their confidence in sharing a skill. It might be they connect with someone that they get on well with and they go off and do things. The idea is very much around that recovery approach, that they don't go there and become a Klingon of the group, because it doesn't meet as a group every week at the same time doing the same thing. It's doing different things. So it's a very movable feast. The other aspect of our sort of social model is really about therapy. Totally believe in IAP, totally believe in therapy, but you have to be at the right time. And actually, some people come along and they don't believe it's possible. And we have peer support workers in our service who have lived experience, and they've obviously, and they co-deliver our psychoeducational workshops. They can also see people one-to-one, and they can really tell through telling their own story actually how, and give hope, kind of that idea that hope and positivity and hope that things will change and can change, and that it may be tough, but it's doable. And so therefore we can engage people kind of either prior to therapy or alongside therapy to make it actually have a better clinical impact.
And I guess in post-austerity Brexit Britain, sorry to mention it, but, you know, the lives of people with severe mental illness are often, you know, a life of deprivation and destitution, and it's all well and good, you know, being treated with antipsychotics or even being socially prescribed a walk on the pier, but actually the help they need is cleaning the house and cooking their dinner and basic stuff. You must be challenged in that sort of domain, but do you come up against those sorts of problems?
I think it's that's sort of not the hands-on approach necessarily that we do give. So we do very much meet out in the community, peer support workers and LACs. Because it is a lot of, local area coordinators, because it is very much about, empowering people to do things themselves and not necessarily doing everything with someone or doing things for them, but sort of helping someone gain the confidence to try and do it for themselves. And within that, lots of that is just meeting people with similar experiences. I used to deliver a workshop, and it was a relatively small workshop. You know, there'd be five or six people there, and the most that people would take away from this was the conversations that they had with each other. Oh, I struggle with this. Oh, I've tried this. And
it normalises it. It makes it feel that you're not the only one, and that actually I'm doing all right. I'm not. I may be struggling, but actually other people struggle as well, because sometimes therapies can feel like you're doing badly because you're not doing it well enough, and actually it is really tough, and you need to know that it's tough sometimes from people who are experiencing it.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing your talk later on. Thanks a lot for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.